This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. We continue with التفسير الموضوعي لسورة النور, the subjective explanation of سورة النور. Today, inshallah, مع حديث الإفك. إن الذين جاءوا بالإفك عصبة منكم, والإفك هو الكذب الشنيع. إفك, the word إفك means lie, but a very high level of lies. ذكرنا, we mentioned أن السورة, سورة النور, بدأت بحدين, started with two punishment, حد الزنا وحد القذف, the punishment for adultery and the punishment for sexual slander. The cardinal exception, we mentioned the exception that if a husband would accuse his wife of adultery, we mentioned al-mula'ana, that this is done in a certain way. He witnesses by Allah five times that she committed adultery, and if she does the same, then basically they are separated from one another. Yani, we talked about this last lecture. Today, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to show you the consequences or a real life story once it came to slandering another person, speaking ill, accusing somebody of adultery. And subhanallah, this happened to the house of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لِحِكْمَة, for a wisdom. And I want to share this with you, studying the Sunnah, Sirah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the biography of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his life. This is probably the hardest on him, that here you are the messenger of Allah and your own followers, of course some of them, are circulating a rumor about your wife. And just to show you how the whole thing started, there is maybe some history that if you grasp, you will understand who triggered this in the Muslim community. The whole thing started when the Muslims went to fight a tribe called Bani al-Mustaliq. The year was the fifth year after Hijrah. Bani al-Mustaliq, they helped the Quraishi on the day of Uhud. They supported them. And they always were trying to, basically because of the proximity between them and Medina, they were trying and plotting just to fight Islam and the Muslims. To the extent that the Prophet ﷺ learned that their leader, Dirar ibn al-Harith, is about al-Harith ibn Dirar, Sayyid Bani al-Mustaliq, is actually preparing an army to come and fight the Muslims. فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم wanted to attack. Like the best way to defend is to attack. حدث خرج بجيش. He went out with سرية أو جيش expedition. وحدث النصر للمسلمين. The Muslims won this battle. Not only this, the whole tribe accepted Islam. تزوج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من جويرية بنت الحارث. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم married جويرية, the daughter of the leader of this tribe. فهذا النصر, this victory, and the fact that the whole tribe accepted Islam, something that bothered the hypocrite so much. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul and his campaign is a hidden enemy. المنافقين في الصف المسلم is a hidden enemy. They normally undercover. They just wait for a chance to jump. That's how it's done, yani. جابر ابن عبد الله فيما أخرج البخاري في صحيحه, he says that there was a will called al-Muraisiyah, and this battle, by the way, can be also called Ghazwat al-Muraisiyah. Al-Muraisiyah, you can call it Bani al-Mustaliq or al-Muraisiyah nisbatan ila hadha al-bi'r, because of that will. Al-Muhajirin wanted to go and get water, and Al-Ansar wanted to go and get water. They quarreled. Two of them quarreled. One from Al-Muhajirin and one from Al-Ansar. Al-Muhajir immediately called up in Al-Muhajirin, Ya Al-Muhajirin, help me. Al-Ansari called upon Al-Ansar, a fight started between Al-Muhajirin and Al-Ansar. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam immediately, as soon as he learned of what happened, he came out and he reminded both al-Muhajirin wal Ansar that this is jahiliyyah, da'uha fa innaha muntina, leave it because it is disgusting. Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, the head of hypocrisy, was sitting down, and around him some of his buddies who listened to him. He made that statement. He said, سَمِّنْ كَلْبَكَ يَأْكُلُكَ, feed your dog and then your dog will eat you. What is he trying to say? ما يعني بهذه؟ إحنا الأنصار. We are الأنصار. We hosted you in Medina. You came and we shared with you half of what we have. And now you're fighting us? That's what he meant. وقال هاتين العبارتين اللتان يعني قصهما الله سبحانه وتعالى علينا في سورة المنافقون. قال he said لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل. وقال لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا. When we return to Medina, we will stand by the boundaries of Medina, and for sure we will prevent them from entering. A little boy, and he was a boy at the time, his name is Zayd ibn Arqam, radiallahu anhu. Of course, he was sitting, they did not pay attention that he was there. And he heard everything. He ran to Sa'd ibn Ubadah, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, or to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly, and he reported the matter to him. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately called upon Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, and he asked him, did you say that? Of course, no, I did not. Subhanallah, Allah reveals the Quran, confirming the statement of Zayd ibn Arqam that he actually did say that. What this has to do with Hadith al-Ifk? What is the relationship between all of this and Qissat al-Ifk? The story of al-Ifk. When all of this happened, كان من عادة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم that he would leave around the morning time. It was almost midnight when things started developing, quarreling and fitna right and left. يعني حكمة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم let's change that place. Let's move. You know when there is a place when there is too much fitna in a place and it's getting, huh? Let's just go from here. So you get the people what? Also when you're sitting down and they are enjoying the booty of war and all that win victory and thinking about how much I got and getting busy. And by the way, ya ikhwa, this is one of the things that really explains, one of the ways to explain how, why the fitna increased during the time of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu. Yani why you had too much fitna? Because people started resting. Al-ghanaim. All type of things would come from all over the world to the Muslims, and they are sitting in Medina and around and just. So when there is no work, you start what? And that is why the best way to, you know, help yourself as a leader is to keep your congregation busy. Keep them busy with doing things. Otherwise, they're going to be busy with you. So that's the wisdom. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately said, okay, let's get going. Let's get out of here. Because they are supposed to travel anyways. They are supposed to go back to Medina. The mission is accomplished. Here is the first thing. Aisha radiallahu anha, she had no clue about what's going on. It was dark. She left her hawdaj. They used to carry her on a box on the top of a camel, Samul Hawdaj. And when they arrive, a group of the Sahaba designated would carry her down. When they are about to leave, they would carry her up. She didn't know what's going on. She decided to go and relieve herself. So she left Al-Hawdaj, that wooden box. She was not there. And she, of course, would go farther away in the desert. Farther away in the desert. Oh, subhanallah, she bore it, uqt, a necklace from one of, I don't recall, one of the women. While she is there, that necklace broke. It's not hers. So she decided to go and look for the beads. She's not aware of what's going on there, that she has to come back, because the Prophet ﷺ decided to extinguish this fitna by moving. So she got delayed. When the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam commanded everybody, let's go, the Sahaba came and they carried the wooden box and they placed it on the top of the camel. They did not recognize that Aisha is not there. Some of you are saying, come on, what do you mean? Aisha actually explains that, and she says, we women at this time, لَمْ نَكُنْ حَمَلْنَا اللَّحْمِ, we did not have so much meat. كُنَّا نَأْكُلُ الْعُلْفَةِ مِنَ الطَّعَامِ, we used to eat so little, because there is no food, so little. And we're talking about someone who is 16 years old at this time. If you get four people carrying that wooden box, she's very slim, she's not heavy, she's that age, you're not going to be able to recognize whether she is in that wooden box or not. And this is what happened. So they started traveling. Aisha radiallahu anha came back to the place where the camel supposed to be. Everyone is gone. Subhanallah, rahmatullahi biha. Something that really I'm amazed at. That Allah made her sleep. Al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a sahabi, just to show also you how the Prophet ﷺ would use the skill of his Sahaba, even once it comes to sleeping. Safwan ibn al-Mu'attal al-Sulami thumma al-Dhakwani. Kan ma'ruf hadha al-Sahabi, this Sahabi was known of when he sleeps, he really sleeps. Yani kan binam. Lidarajat innu al-Rasul adharu fil-Fajr. Fashuf, he given him the responsibility, listen, you're the last man in the army. Your job is after the army leaves, you go around and you do what? Inspect. See if we forgot something. If something happened, maybe somebody forgot his shield, somebody forgot his sword, you bring it. So his job is what? To be what? The last man in the army who check out the place and make sure that nothing is forgotten. We mentioned that Aisha radiallahu anha, rahmatullahi biha, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon her. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused her to sleep. Wallahi, I'm so amazed at this. A woman by herself in the desert. The desert. You've been to Hajj? Just look from the bus. Almost midnight. Dark. No one is around her. And she goes to sleep. Safwan in the morning, after he got his sleep going, radiallahu anhu, he came looking, فَرَأَى أم المؤمنين رضي الله عنها نائمة. He saw her asleep. فاستيقظت على استرجاعه. Aisha said, I woke up because when he saw her, you see, he didn't want to speak to her. But he said what? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Shaif? Huh? Adab. هذا الأدب ما رضي أن يقول wake up و استرجع. And he kept saying it until she woke up. شوف شوف شوف. She says وكان يراني قبل أن يفرض الحجاب. And Safwan used to see me before the hijab, the verses of the hijab was revealed. وهذا برضو دليل يا إخوة, this is an evidence, إن الحجاب يعني النقاب. الحجاب يعني النقاب, يعني في أدلة. ويعني طبعا الحكم الشرعي ده ruling that الحجاب is الحجاب, we're not gonna go over this يعني. بس هذه القصة دليل إن معنى الحجاب يعني النقاب. He used to see me before hijab was prescribed. Hijab اللي هو إيه؟ That means when the hijab was revealed, the verses of the hijab was revealed, he was what? He could not see me. فعرفني. He knew me. شوف. فأناخ جمله. He brought down his camel. صعدت عليه. I got on it. وسحب الجمل الرجل ومشي. And he took the rope and he is walking. He arrived at the outskirts of Medina. Guess who spotted them? Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul. The one who earlier felt so bad that the Muhajirin and the Ansar fight did not go well. He right away looked at the scene and he said the word. قال كلمة يعني كلمة منافق. The statement of a منافق. Where they been? Hinting. فالكلام عائشة رضي الله عنها got so sick after this. She actually went home محمومة. She's having fever and she's extremely ill because of the travel and the experience and what happened. The word which Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul triggered got circulated. ولذلك شوف القرآن كيف يصف هذا. إذ تلقونه بألسنتكم وتقولون بأفواهكم ما ليس لكم به علم وتحسبوه هينا وهو عند الله عظيم. شوف تصوير القرآن. إذ تلقونه بألسنتكم. As soon as you hear it, your tongue speaks it. And you think this is symbol. This is something symbol. وهو عند الله عظيم. شوف يا إخوة. والله لست بحانث. لو كان في وقت, if there was a time for رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم to accuse him regarding the revelation, would be this time. He was so desperate صلى الله عليه وسلم to receive something. For a whole month, وفي الروايات الأخرى 40 days, no وحي. انقطع الوحي. No revelation. No Jibreel. Look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now as a human being, as a husband. His wife is accused of adultery. And which one? جاءه عمر بن العاص رضي الله عنه كما في البخاري يا رسول الله أو messenger of Allah من أحب الناس إليك؟ قال عائشة. شوف ويفصح بهذا صلى الله عليه وسلم Who is the one you love most؟ عائشة. قال من الرجال قال أبوها. I'm asking about men. He said her father أبو بكر رضي الله عنه. Here is his wife is accused of adultery. And the community is talking about it. He would enter while she is sick and he would not treat her the same way that he would treat her. He would actually say the following to her, كيفتيكم؟ يعني, what's up? Like these days, yeah. What's going on? Until 1 month, almost, Aisha, رضي الله عنها, has no clue about what's going on. She doesn't know. She's sick. She's in bed. She's having fever. But she's sensing that the way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is treating her is changing. There is something not normal. Something not right. One day, she wanted to go and relieve herself. Al-Arab, ya ikhwa, the Arabs at the time, you're probably hearing me relieving herself. Al-Arab kanu ya'nafun. The Arabs used to think it's really bad to have a bathroom in the house. The bathroom with the Arab is called what? Al-kunuf. Ya'naf minhu, al-Arabi. So the bathroom used to be what? The area where they go far away from the house. مش احنا الان في اوض in the bedrooms. الله المستعان. هو يأنف انه يكون عنده حمام في يعني ف they would go far away in order to relieve themselves. مصطح ابن أثاثة went with her that night. مصطح was one of the companions who got involved in circulating the rumor. He was one of the people who spoke. For the mother of مصطح went with her that night with Aisha. Until this time, Aisha had no clue what's going on. For a whole month, the people are speaking about her. ولذلك لما نزل إن الذين يرمون المحصنات الغافلات. شوف لما نزلت when Allah سبحانه وتعالى revealed her براءة that she is innocent from this, Allah said, indeed those who slander that chaste who have no clue. غافلة. غافلات يعني لا تدري. She doesn't even know what's going on. What the people are saying. For the mother of مصطح, when they are walking at night, she stumbled. She hit a rock or something. Stumbled, right? That's the word. Is that the verb? Stumble. And then she immediately said, تعس مصطح. يعني came out of her mouth. تعس مصطح. Cursed is مصطح. فعائشة looked at her. يا أم مصطح أتسبين رجلا شهد بدرا. You're cursing a companion who participated in the battle of Badr. فقالت لها يا بنتاه إنه لا يد إنك لا تدري ما يقول عنك. My daughter, you don't know what he's saying about you. Aisha learned what the people are saying about her. For the first time, when she is extremely ill, she started crying, weeping. الرواية تقول فبكيت يومي ذلك كله حتى لا يرفأ لي دمع لا يرقأ لي دمع ولا أكتحل بنوم وأصبح أبواي عندي. Two nights and one day she's crying. To the extent that she said that البكاء because of me crying فالق كبدي is about to split my liver two pieces من البكاء. And she's crying because in as if she يعني she's crying because she's crying. She could not stop herself from crying that time. Imagine someone cries for two nights and one day. Here is like what you say, الشعر التي قسم الظهر البعير بالنسبة لها. The strand or the piece of hair which, huh? The straw that did what? The straw which broke the camel's back, this one. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the first time, dakhala, he entered, fasallam alayha. For the first time, he says, salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. People are saying so and so about you. إن كنت بريئة, if you are innocent, then Allah will reveal this. وإن كنت ألممت بذنب, شايف الكلام؟ يوحي بشك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيها. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم right now is what? Is a husband who's hearing all these things. All the time. If you committed a sin, فاستغفري. Ask for forgiveness. Because when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أما بعد يا عائشة إنه بلغني عنك كذا وكذا فإن كنت بريئة فسيبرئك الله فسيبرئك الله وإن كنت ألممت بذنب فاستغفري وتوبي فإن العبد إذا اعترف ثم تاب تاب الله عليه. If the servant of Allah commits a sin and then he confesses that sin, repents, Allah will accept his repentance. شوف. فلما قضى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مقالته. When the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم finished making his statement, look at this. قلص دمعي. Tears stopped coming out, stopped crying. Different mood now. Different condition. Because for her, the messenger doubting her, that was the thing. She, immediately. حتى ما أحس منه قطرة. To the extent that I don't even see one drop, one tear. فقلت لأبي, I said to my father, أجب رسول الله عني. Can you answer the messenger of Allah? Can you tell him about me, who I am? I'm your daughter. شوف أبو بكر موقف, أنا أقول لك يعني this حادث, this accident or this incident or this event showed the caliber. ما هو الفتنة يا إخوة؟ فتنة befalls people so that you wear the inside out. في الفتنة بتظهر المعادن. During the trial, the test, your real caliber shows who you are. شوف أبو بكر الصديق ما يقول. فقال أبي, my father said, والله ما أدري ما أقول لرسول الله. By Allah, I'm not going to say anything to the messenger of Allah. كان ورد في بعض روايات هذا الحديث, it was recorded in some of the wording of this hadith, أن أبو بكر الصديق قال مقالة يعني توحي بالألم. He made a statement which would reflect pain. والله ما رمينا بهذا في جاهلية أفنرضى به في الإسلام. قال هذه بس بعيد, مش في هذا الموقف. By Allah, we have never been accused of this. My family have never been accused of this during جاهلية. It happens to us in Islam. ما رمينا بها في جاهلية, قبل الإسلام يعني, pre-Islam, none of my family member was accused of this. In جاهلية, before Islam. Now, we accept this in Islam, but he said this not in that earlier. ما رد على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. هذا عرض ابنته. This is the honor of his daughter. لكن مقام النبوة هو هذا أبو بكر in front of the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقلت لأمي, فقال أبي, فقلت لأمي, then I turned to my mother, يا أمي, my mother, أجيبي رسول الله عني. Can you defend me in front of the messenger of Allah? The same thing أم رومان رضي الله عنها, her mother says, والله يا ابنتي, by Allah, my daughter, ما أدري ما أقول لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I will not say anything to the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. I want you to imagine Aisha in this position. That is why I said this was the breaker for her. يعني for her personally, the whole Muslim Ummah against her, she did not find help in the messenger of Allah, nor her father, nor her mother. She's left alone. شوف what she says. فقلت وأنا جارية حديثة السن لا أقرأ القرآن, لا أقرأ من القرآن كثيرا. I said when I was a little girl, she was 16 like I said, إني والله لقد علمت, لقد سمعتم هذا الحديث حتى استقر في أنفسكم وصدقتم به. By Allah, I know that you have heard this rumor so much to the extent that you believe it. It got to you that I can tell that you believe it. She's talking to her father, mother, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. شوف. فلئن قلت لكم إني بريئة. If I tell you that I'm innocent, لا تصدقوني. You're not going to believe me. Because the rumor got to you. If I defend myself now, you will not believe me. والله يعلم أني بريئة. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that I'm innocent. وَلَئِنْ اَعْتَرَفْتُ لَكُمْ بِأَمْرٍ. And if I confess by saying I did this, وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَنِّي مَا فَعَلْتُ. And Allah knows that I did not do this. فوالله لا أحد لي فوالله لا أجد لي ولكم مثلا إلا أبا يوسف حين قال فصبر جميل والله المستعان على ما تصفون. By Allah, there is nothing that I can say to you but what the father of Yusuf said to his children when they came to him saying that Yusuf was eaten by the wolf. صبر جميل. Beautiful patience. والله المستعان على ما تصفون. And Allah will help me to be patient. شوف ونسيت اسمه. She said the father of Yusuf. ونسيت اسمه من الحزن. And I forgot his name, يعقوب. Because of the grief. ثم تحولت. Then I left them. I left. وضجعت على فراشي. And I laid down on my bed. شوف. والله يعلم أني حينئذ بريئة. وأن الله مبرئي. I was certain that Allah will do something about me. ولكني والله, but by Allah, ما كنت أظن أن الله منزل في شأني وحيا يتلى لشأني في نفسي كان أحقر من أن يتكلم الله فيه. I knew that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to do something about my innocence, but I have never expected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to reveal Quran about me. Because of how little I was in front of myself. لحقارتي في نفسي. Me, Allah reveals Quran regarding me. وكل ما كنت أرجو. And all that I was hoping for. أن يري الله رسوله رؤيا في شأني. That the messenger of Allah would just see a dream, a revelation through a dream, that I'm innocent. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took the side. فوالله ما رام رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مجلسه. الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم did not leave his seat. ولا خرج أحد من أهل البيت. And no one, my father and mother, did not leave the house. فأخذه ما كان يأخذه. We can tell that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was receiving revelation. الوحي. the Sahaba, the people would know when he receives. وَإِنَّهُ لَيَنْحَدِرُ مِنْهُ الْعَرَقُ مِثْلَ الْجُمَانِ وَهُوَ فِي يَوْمٍ شَاتٍ مِنْ ثِقَلِ الْقَوْلِ الَّذِي أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْهِ. He was sweating, and the sweat was falling from his body on a day that was rainy and cold. فَسُرِّيَ عَنْهُ. الوحي انصرف. ثُمَّ ابْتَسَمْ. Then he smiled. فكانت أول كلمة تكلم بها أن قال يا عائشة. The first word which he said, O عائشة, أما والله فقد برأك الله. By Allah, Allah has revealed your innocence. وقرأ الآيات. And he recited the verses, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ جَاءُوا بِالْإِفْكِ عُصْبَةٌ مِّنْكُمْ لَا تَحْسَبُوهُ شَرًّا لَكُمْ حَتَّى إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَرْمُونَ الْمُحْصَنَاتِ الْغَافِلَاتِ الْمُؤْمِنَاتِ لُعِنُوا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. The next one is what? يوم تشهد عليهم ألسنتهم وأيديهم وأرجلهم بما كانوا يعملون يومئذ يوفيهم الله دينهم الحق ويعلمون أن الله هو الحق المبين الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون. Umm Ruman says to Aisha radiyallahu anha, Ya ibnati, my daughter, qumi, stand up and thank Rasulullah. Qalat la wallah, walakinni ahmadullah. I will be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fa'innahu man anzala bara'ati. تلك هي القصة يا إخوة, يعني this is the story of حادث الإفك. في أشياء حدثت during that month من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم went to الأنصار in order to he addressed them actually in the masjid in order to basically seize عبد الله بن أبي بن سلول, but again another fight was about to erupt. But this is the consequence of running the mouth, speaking about the honor and speaking about people without knowledge. If you've seen something and you have four witnesses, you have the right to speak. If you have not, if you have seen something and yet you lack three more witnesses, do not speak. This is how a Muslim community should be governed. This is the moral that must be in a Muslim community. And Hadith al-Ifk, subhanallah, the event of al-Ifk was a real play for the Ummah to show you the impact of accusing an innocent woman, the status of Aisha radiallahu anha, with such a thing. In conclusion, inshallah, and maybe we'll come back to this next Saturday, subhanallah, Al-Quran is revealed to label her to be innocent. We still have people who claim Islam. I say this with confidence. Who claim to be Muslims still accuse her of this, of adultery, رضي الله عنها. وكأنهم يكذبون القرآن. Allah revealed Quran They say this Quran is not correct. They change the Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. There are people, al-Rawafid, Shia al-Rawafid. Every year they have a party called Aisha fil Nar. Aisha in hell, they sing it. And they bring this up when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala settled it. فنسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحفظ أعراضنا وأعراض المسلمين وأن يحفظنا بحفظه ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يهدي المسلمين نسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يهدي الذين ضلوا من المسلمين رب العالمين جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك والحمد لله رب العالمين